John Larrabee never expected to hurt himself by falling down. On New Year's Day, he, like many others, was salting and chipping the ice away in a driveway when he unexpectedly took a spill.
Down I went, and the snowbanks were frozen. I put all my weight onto my leg and shattered my leg.
Larrabee lives in South Hero. He's 43 and spends a lot of time outside. He describes himself as fit and agile, but even he ended up with a serious injury as a result of the ice storm and the cold temperatures that followed. And he says he has a long wait time for surgery because there are many others like him.
I go into the orthopedics, and there's people coming out on crutches, and there's people following me in on crutches, and it's all the same thing. We're all laid up because of the ice.
And there has been a spike in ice-related injuries. Stephen Leffler is the chief medical officer at Fletcher Allen Hospital in Burlington. He says the day after the first storm 3 weeks ago was particularly bad.
There was one day right after that first storm where we had 9 wrist fractures come to the ED and within a couple hours.
And Leffler says that's a significant number. He says it's not uncommon to see a few fractures on an icy day, but he calls this year a perfect storm of icy conditions.
We've seen an outrageous number of people with fractures. I would say way more than usual, because basically there's been 3 weeks of persistent ice.
And Leffler says it's not just fractures. Some of the injuries have been more serious.
We have seen some concussions and some more serious head injuries.
Day after day of cold temperatures have prolonged the effects of the initial storm. And with temperatures dipping again, Vermonters can expect even more ice. Even if the ice does thaw soon, that's no comfort to John Larrabee. As a house painter, he can't work as long as he's injured.
I make my money on my feet, and there's not a lot I can do to replace that. So we're kind of in trouble here.
Larrabee says it looks like he'll be unable to work for at least a couple of months. And he says he worries what toll the ice will take on the elderly and people in even more fragile condition. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.